What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while, but we're finally back.
Yeah, I don't know what episode number it is.
I don't either.
Seven?
We can just call it one. It's a nice refresher. But it's been a while. I feel like the last episode we recorded was in like March.
It's been too long. And I think it was
before March, because
February 16th.
We didn't know about coronavirus, which is one of the topics.
Damn. Well, we apologize, I guess, but it's been tough, as you can imagine, navigating this all with COVID and schoolwork and getting it up and running again. Yeah. But
it's also been a lot of like us saying we're going to record and then not recording. So yeah, it's kind of on us, but we're going to try to.
It's on us.
We're just going to try to post more podcasts for you guys.
Yeah, and I think another thing we were excited about was kind of posting more on the Instagram. Keith, me and you talked about that briefly, but
definitely.
I think there's a lot of new content that we're going to try to push out on there. You talked about doing coffee store reviews or like, I don't know, other stuff like that. So
literally anything. I think that those Codico videos are inspiration.
The sweet tooth,
the coffee idea. Yeah, those are really cool. I like those videos a lot.
Yeah, and I think it'd be relatively easy to do something like that.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Just point and shoot.
All right.
I don't know what that was.
All right. So I think one of the topics we're going to discuss is kind of 2020 in general, more specifically coronavirus thing, which
I feel like we have to talk about.
Yeah,
it, right?
Yeah,
it's important to address.
I mean, we're still in 2020.
Especially now with all the cases rising around the world. I know like California and Texas have reported over 1 million cases, which is crazy. And even here in Indiana, we've got like 8,800 new cases
past couple days.
But even here at our university, I think there have been like 40 some cases, and we've got some
people are leaving like
people
and
leaving
half
left and right. Yeah, I don't.
Well, I mean, that's another thing. We're leaving soon for winter break, so we got to figure out.
Yeah, if any of you out there know how to do remote podcasts.
Remote podcasts, because I'd love to keep uploading over winter break, but I don't know how to necessarily do that. But we'll figure it out. We'll try.
It would not look good for us to
come back and not post.
This reminds me of our last episode in February, which Tawfiq mentioned. I think we start out by saying this is the first episode of season two, which is just a joke. You guys can forget about that.
First and last episode of season two.
I remember Connor, your dad, saying that he's been listening to the same episode over and over again. But yeah, that's where we're at. So, I mean, all right, coronavirus. So that hit pretty much
over our spring
when we
break.
We knew about it right when we got out for spring break, which was like March 6th, if I can remember.
Yep.
Yeah, I was in New York.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So when I found out about COVID first, I was watching Aladdin on Broadway.
Yeah.
And my phone was on Do Not Disturb. Because it was a play, so it was a musical.
Of course.
You know, the right thing to do, have your phone on Do Not Disturb. But I came out of the theater, and my phone was just being blown up with like Twitter texts, like just notifications gone crazy.
We helped
with that.
Yeah, we did.
Nice. But yeah, it was just nuts.
Because you were there for what, like 2 days?
Yeah, literally you like 2 days. Yeah. And then we all turned around and pretty much came home. But I was there for March, or not March Madness.
Big East
tournament. Yes. But I mean, that never happened, so.
That's crazy for you, because I remember trying to keep up with that because you were there.
Yeah.
And I remember like checking like Twitter, and it would be like, oh, we've got like the game set up, and you were like at the arena, right? And like it was just like the two bands and nobody came out.
Well, that was the thing, was like nobody was telling us whether the games were on or off or whatever. And we were literally standing outside of Madison Square Garden, like face paint, you know, school spirit, our instruments, holding them, and like we were just waiting on whether they say come in or don't come in.
Yeah.
Ultimately, they said don't come in and turned us away. Yeah. But
I remember seeing at the time, like, I know you guys were at the Big East tournament, and then I saw there's like the probably like the Big Ten, like all of these other conferences were like canceling their games or like played one, then stopped the rest of the tournament. So just seeing that like domino effect slowly happen. And then Connor, you being there was just like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think both Tofik and I were in Chicago. Oh, yeah. And I remember my trip got, we were only there like one night because
yeah,
like places started closing and we start, my mom and I started getting like emails and stuff about other universities closing. I know I have a friend at Ohio State and they were, you know, they already said they weren't coming back and stuff like that. And I remember the whole like Harvard thing about how they were going to continue to charge their students, but they weren't going to allow them to come back.
Yeah.
And so it was just, yeah, it was like you said, it was a domino effect.
Yeah.
It really hit all at once.
Yeah. I just remember with like the universities, like Purdue and IU both closed their universities for the rest of the semester. And after that happened, like my mother was like, yeah, you guys are definitely next. And it was just crazy. It's like, you think you're going to, like, when we left March 6th, it's like, oh, we're all going to be back soon. We'll be fine. We'll see each other again. And then March 6th, like, I don't even remember when they closed down Butler, but it was like, holy crap. Like,
well, it's crazy to see how quick things pivot, right?
Yeah.
Like how it went from just, like you said, normal winter break to not knowing, you know, when we would come back at all. And I think we're still kind of dealing with the outcome of that. And this semester has been interesting, needless to say.
A learning curve.
Right. Ranging from online classes to in-person and, you know, watching our professors struggle with Zoom and all the fun stuff. But I mean,
I'll give mine credit. Most of my professors, actually all of them, like they've done, like you can tell they're working hard to like accommodate us and try their best. So
yeah, like, so especially here.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So
most of my professors are pretty tech savvy.
Yeah, shout out to my professors.
Yeah.
I definitely wish I knew what Zoom was before all hit.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That I could have, you know, invest in.
Yeah, I was going to say, put a little money into it.
But yeah, that's all crazy. I mean, we've been through a lot. This year is definitely one to remember, which is, I don't know, it's just insane. I don't know. But on a positive note, I guess I could say the election is definitely a good thing about this year.
Yeah, it definitely was a pivoting point, I think, in, you know, American politics and watching states like, you know, Georgia kind of turn pace.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's exciting to see, you know. I saw it was the highest voter turnout that's ever happened ever.
It is. Yeah, both, I think, Biden and Trump had the highest popular votes.
And I mean, regardless of your political affiliation, it's still cool to see, you know, people coming out and supporting their politicians and taking involvement in U.S. government.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a really cool experience for new voters,
and
especially young voters, because, I mean, I know that turnout for young people is definitely much higher this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, us on social media, a lot of people have been posting about it.
Yeah.
And so I think it was a good thing. So, yeah.
I agree.
Also, Kamala Harris, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool. So there's a lot of good change, but also at the same time, we're going through a lot of depressing things as well.
Yeah.
So.
It's all right. I like to think we're coming out ahead.
Yeah. But I guess on a positive note, we watched Scream. You watched Scream for the first time.
I watched Scream for the first time. You guys
That was on Halloween night.
Yeah, very good.
I think that's one of my favorite movies.
Scream?
Yeah. I think it's really cool. It goes against the traditional horror movie sort of formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool how... I don't really want to spoil it for anyone. Well, but, I mean...
I think it's been around for a while.
That's true.
We could talk about it. I think it's interesting. It was really cool never seeing it before. Seeing how they literally poke fun at other scary movies.
Like
all the cliches, all the, you know, even the first scene I've seen that scene before. It's pretty iconic with
Drew Barrymore.
Thank you, Tofik.
Yep.
Resident expert before I could even finish the thought.
But they've even got a character in the movie. I can't remember his name. But he just goes on and on about horror movie like formulas.
Randy.
So that was cool that they had that in there.
Yeah, somebody who was like self aware of it all.
But yeah, that's a really good movie. The second one's pretty good as well.
Yeah. That was my question was, does it hold up? Like, are they all pretty decent or
the second one's good. Yeah.
Second one's good. Third one, fourth one also meh, but slightly better than the third one. And then there's going to be a fifth one coming, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's got a pretty interesting cast, so I'm pretty excited for that. Yeah.
Cool. Is there a date for that one? Or I mean, it's still
especially
up
with COVID, we don't even know. You know,
everything's getting delayed.
Batman's got coronavirus.
Batman had COVID. Yep.
So yeah, there's a lot of problems.
That trailer looked crazy though. The Batman trailer. Oh, yeah. We could talk about that for a minute if we wanted to.
They threw in the Nirvana song. Yeah. I really like that. That's cool.
Batman threw more than just a Nirvana song in there.
Yeah. Threw some baddies around.
One punch like four times on that one guy.
Oh yeah.
Keeps punching.
What's the line he says?
Oh shoot. I can't remember.
You don't all right, whatever.
The trailer in a bit.
All right, whatever. Forget it.
But yeah. We can say Travis Scott failed on Halloween.
Oh, Travis Scott's Halloween costume. Bro, he looks like a roach.
Yeah, that's not the move, especially considering how much that costume probably cost. Custom like brown Batman costume, and he deleted his Instagram because couldn't handle the heat.
He had to delete his Instagram. Are you looking up a picture, Toffee?
No.
Oh, it's so funny, dude.
He looks so serious in it. It's crazy.
His Halloween costumes, I think, have like gone hard like in the past, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, didn't he go from somebody from Game of Thrones or like something like that?
Yeah, he went. I think it was the Met Gala.
Oh,
he that's went as was. Like sort of Game of Thrones.
That was awesome, like the chainmail and everything. That was really cool. But
He's got pretty cool style. And
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
he's a really cool guy. I mean, he's really
dedicated. Big Mac is like fantastic.
Okay, all right, you're cut out. Nope, we're gonna mute your mic.
His McDonald's meal is my go-to order.
For those of you who don't know, Connor hates the Travi Patty.
Well, it seems like a
J Balvin meal. You like that?
J Balvin
right?
meal.
Yeah,
that's the one
that
I like.
Big Mac.
Why? Hang on. My question is, and I just thought of this: why hasn't there been a McLovin McDonald's meal?
Oh, a super bad?
Yeah, you know, because they already have the Mick in the name, like McLovin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He doesn't eat McDonald's in the movie, though, right? It would have been better if he, like, ate McDonald's.
Like a little plug?
Yeah. But, I mean, even though we make fun of it, I think the Travi Patty was a good thing for McDonald's. I think it brought in a lot of publicity for them.
But the thing I mean, I've talked to you guys about this, but the thing that was so funny to me was I saw that they're doing like spicy nuggets, right?
Well, those were terrible.
That seems like such a cool concept,
yeah.
But it was totally put in the shadow of the Travi Patty meal.
Yeah.
Like people did. I don't even think people know about it.
They probably like.
Whoa. Sorry.
Hopefully you guys can't hear that.
We'll find out at the end, I guess.
If so, we apologize.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they released spicy nuggets, but at the same time, they're like, all right, Travis Scott, what's your meal? And it's literally like a quarter pounder with cheese minus like one thing.
With bacon.
Like, yeah, it's like with bacon.
And fries and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I think it would have been a lot cooler if they made like a new meal.
Well,
or
they take the spicy nugs. Like,
yeah,
let's say
or they were like, this is the Travis Scott meal. It's not his go-to.
Lit nuggets.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, spicy.
They also released...
Lit nuggets?
Yeah, lit nuggets.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
I think I'm going to leave the podcast. This is my last episode.
It's
Thank you
lit.
All.
But, that's... Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm done.
But, I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. It's just... I mean, we never tried it. It probably would have been insane, right? You know.
It probably would have just been
Sprite
like
with extra ice.
Any other
sounds
McDonald's
pretty good, right?
Why would you get Sprite with extra ice?
He must love Starbucks coffee,
yeah.
Right? That ice.
Only ice.
Oh my god. Let's move on.
All right. What else do we have?
I have Fool's Gold written down here.
Oh, true.
You want to talk about that?
We've got music. New music coming out. I think. Oh, actually. It would be cool to talk about the new Wallows.
Yeah, let's
EP,
do that.
What's it called?
Remote.
Remote. Something? Which is kind of funny because they you know, recorded it remotely.
Right.
So I think the whole EP was recorded like from their own homes, yeah, over quarantine, which is a really cool concept. I think it's insane how artists can just kind of do that now with the technology.
Sure, yeah.
And it's a really cool EP. I really like it. It's a lot different from their album and their first EP.
Came out on October 23rd.
Yeah, but that's really cool. I think they had a few videos of them kind of recording it at parts, so that was also really interesting to watch.
I mean, just to speak to what you said about the technology at the time and stuff, it's definitely very very interesting to see the industry kind of transition towards this. You know, it can be done in a online setting, and the possibility to have a virtual studio session is applicable, and I mean, I think that opens the doors to more collaboration from international artists who, you know, previously would be required to fly in, but I mean, you can just send the MP3s back and forth and, you know, make projects like that. So
yeah.
I'm interested to see if anything like that comes out of it.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the, I guess, positives of, you know, what we've been dealing with in 2020. I mean, people are finding new ways to stay connected and still kind of work and move on with their lives, and so that's really cool. Yeah, I like that.
Sorry, I was just texting Timmy.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, I mean, the EP itself is very well done. I'm a big fan of Wallows. We even saw them in person.
Saw them live.
That's live cool. Last year.
Oh, concerts. Oh, rip.
Rip concerts.
That sucks. I really want to go to a concert. I've been watching a lot of...
I don't know if they'll ever be the same, though.
I know.
Definitely not.
I've been watching a lot of videos of concerts. I always like listening to music and then checking out, like, a live performance to see, like, which artists really shine in their lives. So that's really cool. Like, Dominic Fike. I'm pretty sure all of you out there have listened to Three Nights, but it's cool to see how, in his concerts, he always switches it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, like, the generic Three Nights.
His Hulu doc is very, very interesting. It talks about his, I guess at the time, upcoming album, Nothing Happens, I think it's called. No, it's...
What is it called?
What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
Okay, all
right. And the video announcement trailer for that album with him jumping out of the plane is so dope.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
So well done.
He's a really cool rising artist.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out that Hulu documentary, I would strongly recommend it. It's very, very interesting.
That's so cool, because I didn't really know anything about him.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah, like, because last year, I guess maybe last year was when he started releasing stuff, but that's when I first started listening to him.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of really cool things. The King of Everything video is really cool.
His live performance
shows
of it, yeah.
How talented he is.
Yeah.
And I think in the doc it talks about how he wrote Three Nights like in the shower.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
They talk about how he was showering and he would come out of the shower, write down a line, record it, and then jump back in the shower and then come out. And the whole song was done, I think he said. By the time he got to the shower, who knows if that's true.
Half a billion streams.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's a good song. Check out Dominic Fike if you haven't. And the Walls EP.
Oh, yeah. Those are two good things. But moving back to the Aries song, Fool's Gold, I know you're a really,
big
Aries
fan. So. I've been following that guy. He's a very interesting artist because he started out on YouTube doing breakdown videos of like making the
it was
Little
like,
Pump beat in
or like
3 minutes.
Playboy
or
Party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so he would make videos like this, and he at the same time was building his own music, and he used YouTube and this platform that he grew on YouTube and transitioned it towards his own music, which I think is just genius. That's so smart to use that YouTube as kind of a head start in terms of getting streams and getting listens and all that stuff. And he's very talented. He's all self-produced. You know, everything you kind of want out of an artist. And I really enjoy his work. And he just released a new single, Fool's Gold, 2 weeks ago,
I think.
and it's very good. The video for that is amazing.
Yeah, he's got some really cool music videos. Yeah. I still really like the race car music video. Yeah. That's really cool. And there's even one that has Cody and Noelle in it.
Oh, yeah, a little cameo. Funny. That's the Amy's Grave video, I think. Yeah. That one's very well done.
Yeah. I know we are going... We're going to be on break very soon for 2 months. Could be longer if things get bad. Hopefully they don't. Hopefully things get better.
Fingers crossed. Knock on wood.
I'm curious to know what you guys are planning on doing over break.
Oh, us?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be cool to talk about.
over break, I don't know. I'm just... I don't think I'm going to work when I'm back home. So I think I'm just going to try to get in shape, go on runs, work out, all that good stuff, get my body in shape so when I come back to school, I'm ready to go. And then other than that, just do music. I like to make music on the side, so hopefully maybe a little EP or something in the works.
You've got some good songs.
Thanks,
man. Iroh, Too Fast.
Yeah,
and this morning I even got a sneak peek at the third single.
Yeah.
Is there a name in the works, or should I just say Untitled
3? No info. No name. No. Nothing, but, no.
No name.
Okay. That is really cool, though. I'm glad that you started making music.
Thanks, man. Because that started in quarantine.
Yeah. There you go. There's a positive. But that's really cool, because you've always been the biggest music guy that I've known. So that's really cool that you've taken the step forward to go ahead and make your own music.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Got a couple catchy songs. Got a lot of lyrics stuck in my head right now. I don't want to say anything, though. I don't want to sing it, but...
Yeah, don't leak it, man. Don't, come on.
But,
what about you, Tofik? Anything over break in the works?
Like Connor, I'm just going to try and get into shape. I'm trying to get a little more skinnier. More skinny than I am, but oh well. Apply for some internships for the summer. Just... work, and then hopefully not get COVID.
Yeah, that's the biggest
all you can
thing.
Want. Yeah,
really,
that's fair.
I'm working, I think. So Target, I'm coming for you.
There you go.
Please don't give me COVID. But I do want to
stand my here.
I do want to read more, so I was curious if you guys had any book recommendations.
Have you read The Alchemist?
No, what's that?
My brother's reading that.
That's my favorite book of all time.
I feel like you've mentioned that.
That's a book my dad recommended to me. Let's see, who's it by?
You know, if a mayor recommends a book.
All right, easy. Paulo Coelho, something like
that. If the Prince of Park Ridge.
Come on, man. Come on.
Okay.
It's not
that long.
No, it's very short. It's very nice. It's very meaningful. It's like a pretty. You take away a lot from the book.
Yeah.
But I think I even have a copy of it. I can give it to you after.
Okay.
But, it's very good. I would highly recommend it.
And then
it.
Another book I was thinking about reading was, I don't know what the exact name is. It's Green Light or Green Lights. It's that Matthew McConaughey book.
Mm, yeah.
Which sounds really interesting.
Is it a memoir?
Yeah. He's such an interesting guy.
He is.
McConaughey? I don't even know he had a book.
Yeah.
He released it recently.
Came out like...
A month ago?
I don't know. Yeah, a month ago, and it's not like in any stores. It's sold out. So I know my dad just finished it, and I know Cody and Noelle talk about it on their podcast. Mm-hmm. They read a couple of his like poems out.
Did
of
he
it.
Like it? Did
yeah,
your dad like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't really talked to him about it that much, but I'm a big fan of like self-published books.
Yeah.
I really
for sure.
like reading about people's lives and growing up and stuff. So I think he's got a lot of stories. Just about his life. I think my dad actually mentioned one of his stories in the book to me, which was really cool. But he's a very interesting guy. I know he's a professor at Texas.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got an Oscar.
Yeah.
He's a really talented actor.
Yeah.
Very avid Texas football fan as well. So
comes with the brand, right?
I've seen him on Fifth Year. He's been featured. But yeah, he's really cool. I know Tofik's a big reader. Do you have any suggestions? I know you talked about reading over break.
Yeah, I like read so much over break. I think I went through like 4 or 5 different books. But Yeah, like I read, there's this very good book for any of you people who love The Simpsons. There's a oral history about them that was written in like 2009 or 10.
You've been trying to get me to read this one for a minute.
Yeah, you better read it.
I will.
It's it goes over The Simpsons, like early history, how the creator and the show got picked up, how like Bart Mania, which was when Bart Simpson was like the face of the early 90s, was big.
Hmm.
And then details like the overall decline from like the late 90s to the early 2000s. And it was a really interesting read, and I really enjoy like books that detail like that and like go into those kind of details of like big shows. Like right now, I'm trying to look for one on SNL, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Nice.
There's probably somewhere. Yeah, I saw one, but it was from like 2002 or three. So I'm trying to see if there's like a later one, because while that does sound interesting, that's like at least 18 years. And then also a big Manchester United fan, so I love reading books about that. So Sir Alec Ferguson's biography or autobiography is next on my list.
So I had a lot of crying when you look at the current United.
You're an Arsenal fan, you can't even talk. I mean, yeah, there is crying involved, but you're an Arsenal fan, you can't even talk.
There may be some tears on the pages of the book, but it's still good.
Like that Dexter meme where he's like, I've disappointed you. That's exactly what this is now.
Yeah,
both. I've let you down.
I don't think we have a lot of soccer fans who watch, but both of our clubs are trash right now. So
difference is the owners of his team actually care about the club. The owners of my team also in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So all the money from my club goes to Tom Brady's contract.
Is that true? I didn't know that. Why does that happen? What's the translation there?
Money.
They keep a lot of the money for themselves instead of, you know, like shedding it out to players, future.
Or investing in the club.
Okay.
Like this January, the owners, the Glazer family, who own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're paying themselves an $8.7 million dividend.
And
even though the club lost like 92% of their revenue from game day matches.
But maybe I'm just not understanding this, but why, what's the correlation between Manchester United and the Buccaneers? Like what?
Oh, so the Glazer family originally owned the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then in 2005, Malcolm Glazer, who was the patriarch of the family, he had like some shares of Manchester United. And then he started up buying more and more shares. And then all that was left was like, some Irish corporation. And Manchester United used to be a publicly owned corporation. Once he was able to get the Irish to sell to him, he then owned it all completely, turned it private, and it's now in his family's control.
Okay.
So, yeah. Not fun times.
Interesting.
Ask any Manchester United fan, and they'll tell you how much they hate the owners.
Yeah, that's really disappointing. I mean, I feel like if you own really any sport, professional sports team, or really if you own anything, you should care about
like the Buss family,
right?
Like the Buss family with the Lakers.
Yeah, and like even, you know, Manchester United is one of the most valuable football clubs in the world.
Yeah.
Stop. Actually, I'm about to cry right now.
I mean, it's true. And so it's just like sad to see
that's
a family take control of it. And then you know, the kids or whatever are like,
they don't
really
care.
7-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
I mean, yeah, they don't really care for the team. Like, it has infuriated fans for the past 15 years and will infuriate them for the next 15 to 50. Oh,
yeah.
God.
But sticking with sports a little bit with coronavirus going on, we've still got sports.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're doing a good job with that.
NBA is coming back soon.
Yeah, that's December, right?
December 22nd, I think.
And then we've got Butler basketball coming back.
Go Dogs!
Late November.
Fingers crossed.
I think we've got like 6 games scheduled, so.
Yeah, I'm just hoping band is considered essential personnel and I get to go to the games.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I remember when they were about to, like when the NBA was stopping early in March, I was watching Space Jam at the time, and for any of you who've seen it, I got to the point where the commissioner was like, there will be no more basketball until further notice, and I was like, thank God that's not happening right now.
Uh-oh.
And then right afterward, I got like all these alerts that the NBA has been postponed until further notice.
Yes. The comedic timing.
I was like, oh, it wasn't even comedic timing. At that point, I was like, oh my God, Space Jam tells the truth.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all the time we got.
Yeah.
That's a very information filled episode, but
yeah,
hopefully, you know,
our infomercial dropping soon.
Hopefully it's digestible at least a little bit.
I mean, if anyone has any thoughts, you can always check out our Instagram and DM us.
At underthesun.ctk.
If you have any constructive criticism, feel free. You'll only make us cry a little bit, I promise.
But we've got something coming out soon.
Yeah.
Which should be keep an eye on the Instagram. Fun. We're going to try to make it more, post active. More and just more interactive in general. And also try to record more. That's the end goal.
So if you have any idea of how we could record over quarantine, please let us know.
Yeah, we would like to do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Right. As always, enjoy everything and anything under the sun.
Thanks for watching. Also, Gossip Girl. Wait, wrong thing.
All right, guys. See you later.
Adios.
Peace.